Hi, Audio Haven. This is not going to be the best quality audio, and I'm not going to really apologize for that. I'm not going to edit this. I think it's really important that this is authentic and real. This is part of the challenge. I guess probably the most important thing before I start, though, is there's a trigger warning for this audio for domestic violence. And no, I don't feel very comfortable saying that. A lot of people assume that domestic violence is just about someone getting drunk and beating on their wife or husband. Or, you know, that it's really obvious, you know, that there's black eyes or whatever. It's not always like that. In fact, many times it's far more insidious. And a lot of people also assume that just because there's violence, there is no love. That's also not true. You can love someone with all your heart and soul and they can still be abusing you. And they can love you with all of their heart and soul and still be abusing you. So I want to talk about stuff that isn't quite right, and if you're experiencing this, then please encourage you to go and do some more research, talk to your family and friends, and work out what your support resources are. If you don't have control of your own finances, it's really easy for people to say on the outside that, oh, how could you be so stupid as to let him take all control of the money? Well, it doesn't start that way necessarily. It starts because, you know, hey, I'll take care of you, I'll pay the bills, and, you know, he's better with money than you are maybe, and so you do, you hand control of that over to him. But when instead of coming from a place of love and protection, it starts to come from a place of control, you need to look at that and what else is going on alongside it. Just because you're married to someone, it doesn't entitle them to touch you if you don't want to be touched. And yeah, I know it's easier just to give in sometimes because he's horny or whatever, but if that's what your regular experience is like, again, please go do some research, because that's not consensual. If there's going to be consequences if you're not putting out, then I really encourage you to look at that. And it's not easy to do, trust me, I know. And especially not because if you love someone, you want to make them happy, right? And the third thing is, if you're wondering what kind of mood he's going to be in when he gets home, whether he's going to have had a shit day and then he's going to explode at you. And I'm not talking physically, I'm talking verbally, or whether he's exploding at you or at your kids. If he makes you feel small, like you're inadequate, like nothing is good enough, like what you do to contribute to running your household isn't good enough, please look at that in more detail. Write it down, keep a journal. You know, keep voice memos if you have to. And the fourth thing is, if you're with someone that is saying things like, but you never told me this, or is flat out making stuff up or twisting events that have happened to fit their own narrative. Or if you're starting to wonder if you're crazy because you don't remember things the same way he does, I really encourage you to record your own recollections of things as an audio. Keep it somewhere really safe. And write it out, and again, keep it somewhere really safe, because those are the things that you will cling to when you start to question your insanity if things go sour. It isn't easy for me to talk about this because obviously a lot of those lessons I have learned the hard way. The thing that made me leave, though, the final straw, was we were standing there, we were having a huge argument, and we didn't fight very often. So that's what I mean, like, it's very one-sided in a lot of ways, because he would explode, and of course I would shut down, because I couldn't respond to the accusations, because in my mind they were all true. And this was a slow decline. We didn't start out this way. So we're standing there and we're having a huge argument, and he's standing there, he's clenching and unclenching his fist, and in my brain I went, I wonder if today's the day. I wonder if today's the day. And I was wondering if he was going to hit me. And then I was like, you idiot, what are you waiting for? You're waiting for him to hit you? So I myself out of that situation. And I have kids, right? I was in a nice house, in a nice suburb, the kids are at a good school. He earns pretty good money. I left. It is one of the hardest things I have ever done in my life. And I did it. And I'm not sorry. You can say that I ripped apart a loving marriage. You can say that I ripped apart our family. You can say that I destroyed everything. But it takes two people to make a marriage work. And I'm not saying I'm a saint in all of this, because I'm very difficult to live with. And I've been through a hell of a lot in the last couple of years, that stuff aside. But no one deserves to be treated like they're a burden or a dependent by someone they love. And if you are, or if you're being controlled financially or emotionally, like if you go out with your friends and you get home a little bit late and he starts questioning you, or saying, oh no, you're too irresponsible to go out. You know, I'm not talking about if you're making that a regular occurrence, because that's a different issue. I'm talking about if you go out once in a while with your friends and then you end up being out a little bit later than you thought you would be. And you might have messaged to say you'll be home late. But if you message to say you'll be home late and then you know there's going to be consequences for your actions, like he's going to withhold affection, or he's going to give you the silent treatment, or he's just not going to allow you to go out next time, please look at that behavior and at your relationship. It's not easy, but I really encourage you to do it, because you will be so much better off for it. I sleep better since I left. And it sounds really obvious, but I sleep when I'm safe. One of the best nights' sleep I've ever had in my life was at a women's shelter. You can do this. If I can do it, you can. I believe in you. If you're listening to this and it's speaking to you, please seek help. If you've got the strength to leave, there are resources out there and places you can go to get help and sort your finances out, get advice. Because you don't have to put up with this. Is it hard? Yeah, it's really hard. Is it worth it? Yeah. I am worth it, and so are my kids. And I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that's normal, because it's not. This isn't cheerful. It isn't an uplifting one. But it's really difficult to speak about, because so many people stay silent. And it's the shame and the silence that perpetuates the violence. And I'm not standing by to watch it anymore.